NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. We'll see highs in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 70s. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, hot, upper 90s. And Labor Day, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New trade data shows China buying more U.S. commodities, but as Michael Clements tells us, those sales aren't on pace with trade commitments.
The Department of Agriculture this week updated trade data tracking export sales to China. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye says China has increased purchases of U.S. farm products, but is not on pace to reach commitments made in the Phase 1 trade agreement.
Certainly, China is picking up the pace on their purchases, just as we were expecting them to, but there's still a long ways to go before they're on pace to actually meet their goal. So far, sales to China are nearly $8 billion. That's January through July. But unfortunately, that's still 44% below the pace needed for them to reach the Phase 1 goals.
Nye says the additional sales to China are not increasing U.S. ag exports this year.
It's basically just shifting where our exports are going. So January through July of 2020, our total exports are around $75.9 billion. That compares to January through July of 2019, where our sales were $78.6 billion. So we're down about $2.6 billion in exports this year compared to last year, which is about a 3% decline.
Additionally, Nye says trade talks with Taiwan, a top 10 market for U.S. agriculture, provides opportunity for U.S. farmers to expand trade in the future.
Being able to get back into that market would be very beneficial to the U.S. Taiwan has also said that they're willing to consider accepting beef from the United States from cows that are 30 months or older, which most of the world has already moved to. But that certainly would be a big benefit to U.S. beef producers. So there's lots of things like that that could certainly be improved in the U.S.-Taiwan relationship.
You can find more trade data on the market intel page at fb.org. Michael Clements reporting.
More Ag News online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. For agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. A group of lawmakers at the Capitol is looking into the recent firings of two Kansas Highway Patrol troopers.
A group of lawmakers here at the Capitol say two high-profile firings at the Highway Patrol need to be examined. KHP Colonel Herman Jones fires in July. The announcement has drawn criticism inside the department.
The Kansas State Troopers Association claims the firings were made as a result of silenced sexual misconduct complaints. Kansas Governor Kelly promoted what she called safe voting options ahead of the general election. The governor said given the record number of absentee ballots that were requested and returned during the primary, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is providing each county with two additional drop boxes ahead of the November 3rd election. The governor says this will also lessen the burden on the United States Postal Office. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kansas election officials say they need your help to make sure the general election in November goes off without a hitch. The state is critically short of workers this year, primarily due to the pandemic. Poll workers do get paid for the hours they work, as well as the time that they spend training to be a poll worker. The state has even lowered the minimum age for poll workers to 16 so that more Kansans can qualify. To find out more, contact your local county election office. U.S. Representative Roger Marshall is accusing Facebook of censorship after the social media giant removed a post from his account. In the comments that Marshall posted on Sunday, he said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had quietly updated its numbers to reflect a massive drop in the number of deaths due to COVID-19 in the U.S. Then on Tuesday, Marshall took to Facebook again to complain of what he calls corporate censorship, pure and simple. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of four BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The University of Nebraska at Omaha has quarantined four of its sports teams after some athletes tested positive for the coronavirus, even as data shows the state approaching 400 COVID-19 deaths. The Omaha World Herald reports that UNO shut down workouts and quarantined members this week of its men's basketball, women's softball, men's baseball, and women's volleyball teams. That came after the results of 13 UNO athletes who were tested Friday came back positive. A 48-year-old Norfolk man must pay $1.5 million in restitution for a bank fraud scheme. Max Kant was sentenced this week to 1 year and a day in federal prison for bank fraud. He'll also serve 3 years of supervised release when he's released from prison. Prosecutors say Kant twice submitted fraudulent cattle purchase orders to Security National Bank, which persuaded the bank to extend his line of credit. Have a safe Labor Day weekend from the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Stingray through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8485. Expires September 8, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as Kansas high school teams kick off the football season Friday, at least one Twin Valley Lake school is forced to cancel their first three games of the season due to COVID-19. Blue Valley Randolph earlier this week announced their first two games with Donova West and Axtell would be suspended. Then Thursday, word was released, the Blue Valley game scheduled at Hanover week three of the season, September 18, will also be canceled. Palmer celebrates Labor Day with their annual community festival Monday. Activities begin Saturday with a 5K run walk beginning at 7:30 a.m. A gun show at the Palmer Community Building is Saturday 9 to 4, and the softball tournament gets underway with a dance after the game Saturday evening featuring Big Time Grain Company. Sunday softball continues as well as a cornhole tourney with registration at 3:30. Monday activities include helicopter and carriage rides beginning at 9, a tramp shoot and fishing tourney at 9. The car and tractor show runs 9 to 1, the craft show 9 to 2. An RC derby and cakewalk begin at 9:30, bingo starts at 10. The quarter carnival runs 10:30 to 1:30 with mystery fishing 10 until noon and bike races at 11. A fried chicken dinner at the Palmer Cafe Monday serves 11 to 1. Entertainment downtown runs all day as well as brats, burgers, and beer. A parade Monday afternoon in Palmer is scheduled at 2:30. The full schedule is on Facebook at The Palmer Hill.
The fourth annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be held on Friday. Marysville Community Foundation President Jeff Chris talks about what Pony Up Marysville is.
It's an opportunity for locals to donate and support their favorite organization. This year, we have 41 funds or organizations that are participating in Pony Up Marysville Match Day. I'm also very excited to tell you that this year, we have $61,500 in match money. Last year, we had 34 organizations participate. Last year, we had $40,000 in match money. So both of those are up, which we're very excited about.
If you are interested in donating, Jeff talks about how you can do so.
You can make a donation in person from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center. Or if you're unable to come down to the Helvering Center, you can make a donation online from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. To make this donation, you need either a debit or credit card.
To donate online, go to the secured website, PonyUpMarysville.com. Due to the current COVID situation, Jeff Chris said for those who plan on going to the Helvering Center to donate, there are a few changes.
We are asking people to wear masks if they come down. We're asking them to enter the southwest door and then exit the northwest door.
While you have the ability to donate all day, Chris recommends that you do it as early as possible.
Any donation that we get that day will be accepted and put toward the organization or fund that you want to support. But any donations, $25 and greater, will be matched at a 50% rate. So if you donate $25 and there's still match money available, that organization will get $37.50. Now, I do mention that as it's available, the last 2 years, it's hard to tell exactly, but we ran out of match money around 11 o'clock. So we're strongly encouraging people to make sure that that group or organization gets that extra match money to get down there early. Again, we have more match money this year, so we hope we don't run out quite as soon, but also we have more participating. The maximum amount of match money available for each organization is $2,000.
For more information and a list of Pony Up participants, go to the website ponyupmarysville.com.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Rodney L. Eddington, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rodney Eddington.
Lee F. Wooler, age 92, of Waterville, passed away August 25th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private family interment at the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lee Wooler.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, looks like high pressure system across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as this frontal boundary continues to push into the southern southeastern parts of the United States. This high pressure system will linger overhead as we head into Saturday, continuing into Sunday across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some dry weather. Although some cool temperatures across the northern parts of the Midwest, we are going to see a warm up back into the 90s, it looks like, for the weekend and into the early parts of next week before another system moves in, bringing showers and thunderstorms, and then we're going to see well below average temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the upper 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Recent record high, 103 in 2000. The average low, 62, and a record low of 50 set in 2006. Sunset this evening, 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
If you need usable compost in a hurry, consider drunken composting. And no, we haven't had a few too many. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 4th, the 248th day of the year. Broadcasting legend Paul Harvey was born on this day in 1918, and George Eastman branded his roll film company as Kodak in 1888. If you need to accelerate the decaying process in your compost pile, there's a technique called drunken composting that can kick it into high gear. Make a solution using a tall can of beer, a can of non-diet soda, and 8 ounces of ammonia. Add this into 2 gallons of warm water and stir into your compost pile. If your compost contains a lot of hot or high nitrogen matter, like chicken manure, skip the ammonia. Drunken composting has been known to turn undecayed matter into usable compost in a few weeks. And we'll drink to that. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. More gardening tips online at almanac.com.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, come see the original Kung Fu Panda, rated PG. Everyone is welcome. Start your Labor Day weekend off right with shows at the Astro on Friday and Saturday at 7, and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Or come to Feldhausen Field and watch it on the outdoor screen on Friday and Saturday nights beginning at 8:30. Bring your chairs and blankets or sit right on the grass or tune your car radio to our movie station while you watch from the parking lot. The Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Lewis Roberts' 458-foot home run capped a second 5-run inning of the night for Chicago as the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 11-6 last night. Robert was one of 3 White Sox to homer in the contest, joining Edwin Encarnacion and Tim Anderson. The White Sox pulled within a half game of the idle Cleveland Indians for the lead in the American League Central. They lead the third-place Twins by only 1 game. Royals back in action tonight with the White Sox for Game 2 of that series. NASCAR has decided it will not grant COVID-19 relief during the playoffs, meaning a positive coronavirus test will end a driver's championship bid. The playoffs begin Sunday at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina without a safety net for the 16 participants. It's up to each driver to protect themselves from COVID-19, understanding there is no cushion for missing a race. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax and head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select 10-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Crew XLT 4x4 stock 2TO987. MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer offers cannot be combined and expire September 30th, 2020.
The popular sports video game EA Sports Madden NFL 21 is likely to be even more popular this season, as we hear from Jeff Gerstmann with GiantBomb.com.
First week sales of Madden NFL 21 are up around 20% compared to last year, and people are also playing it more. Electronic Arts is also seeing some different usage of teams this time out, with the Tampa Bay Bucks seeing an 873% increase in games played. That's probably because Tom Brady's playing there now, but the two most popular teams being used in-game are the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Oh, duh. More NFL news. Cam Newton, officially the new starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. A person familiar with the situation said yesterday that Newton was announced as the starter during a team meeting. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the team has not publicly announced the decision. The Boston Globe first reported it. And only one more week, and K-State and KU will be kicking off for the first games of the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's a Marshall County showdown kicking off the football season as Marysville entertains Valley Heights Friday. The game featured live on KNDY. Valley Heights coach Tony Tremble was a guest on our Coach's Corner earlier this week. He has an earned respect for the Bulldogs.
I know they lost a lot of seniors from last year, but they got a bunch of kids out for football compared to what we have, and so they always have options of kids to choose from and to push each other and challenge each other for positions. Coach Hoyer does a great job with those guys, and they're a scary football team. They do some things really well, and they're going to be much bigger than us, and they're going to have depth. Depth is a key when your kids may not be in game shape until you actually start playing games. You know, with our low numbers and their depth, that's a concern early on.
Tony Trimble joins us on pregame with additional comments, along with Marysville High football coach Dustin Hoyer.
I think it's going to be a fun matchup. I think that it's two teams that look a lot different on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, and we've got different levels of experience, kids coming back, things like that. We just hope that we use it as a learning experience no matter how it goes, and hopefully our kids are ready to go out and play well. And, you know, we're excited to open up against a team that's got some high expectations because we know that they're going to give us their best effort.
Kansas high school football teams kick off the season Friday as Marysville entertains Valley Heights. Our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Area teams kicking off the season, Frankfort at Washington County. Hanover travels to Pike Valley. Axtell's at Wheatland. Centralia entertains Rossville. Dealer Odell will host HTRS, and Southern is at Johnson. Blue Valley Randolph has announced cancellation of their first three games of the season, Donovan West, Axtell, and Hanover, due to the COVID-19 outbreak.
New Holland and Canequip are celebrating harvest season with New Holland Harvest Days. Get terrific deals on equipment to help you work more productively. Save with 0% financing and cashback offers on select tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment. Stop by Canequip in Marysville today for details. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2020.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
September doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware start with the Milwaukee 18 half-inch high-torque impact wrench for $249.99. Just in time for fall projects. Everything will be in your reach with five different ladder choices, from a 2-foot aluminum step stool, 4 and 8-foot fiberglass step ladders, to a 17-foot aluminum step ladder, all on sale. Whistle or sing along while you work with two choices of PowerZone portable Bluetooth speakers. One is even waterproof. Shop while supplies last at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Sports is back.
Are you ready for some football?
It's a Marshall County kickoff Friday as the Marysville Bulldogs host the Valley Heights Mustangs. Since you can't get a ticket to the game, be there for every play live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. And streaming live at KNDYradio.com or download our mobile app. Plus, we're teaming with BVTV for a live simulcast as they stream the game live on their website and on Blue Valley Channel 3. The K-Preps pregame begins Friday night at 6 on KNDY with a preview of teams from across the state. We'll follow with the Coach's Corner Roundup and in-depth look at area games kicking off Friday. Join us with coaches Tony Trimble and Dustin Hoyer tackling the game plans ahead of a 7 p.m. kickoff Friday live on KNDY.
Allow the colorful Rex begonia vine to cascade from a hanging basket or climb up a trellis. Either way, you'll enjoy its beauty. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Although the leaves resemble a Rex begonia, this plant is actually a member of the grape family. The green, narrowly heart-shaped leaves are marked with silver variegation. The stems are red and underside of the leaves burgundy, combining to make a colorful addition to your indoor garden. Grow Rex begonia vine in bright indirect light in front of a north-facing or near an east-facing window. Plant it in an African violet or similar well-draining potting mix. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist. Allow the soil to go a bit drier in winter. This tropical beauty thrives in high humidity. Place it among other plants or on a gravel tray to increase the humidity right around the plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are many museums dedicated to the Civil War, but this one covers a unique aspect that fascinates many visitors. It's the story of survival after the battle, and it's today's edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
George Wunderlich says many visitors to the National Museum of Civil War Medicine think that all doctors of that time knew how to do was amputate, and even then, your chances of survival were poor. Not true.
Your chances of amputation survival ranged from as high as 97% with things like fingers and toes, all the way up to better than 50% when you even got up well into the leg or the arm.
It was disease, though, that was the biggest enemy to both soldiers and civilians.
Think about this. At the Battle of Gettysburg, you had about 2,500 people living in the town. 167,000 soldiers came, and they didn't bring any port-a-johns. They stayed for a week. So what did the town and all the surrounding area look like just from the human pollution? They brought with them 95,000 horses and mules, and every one of those is dumping out 10 pounds of fecal matter a day.
Wunderlich says it was a biological nightmare. That's not to mention the disease danger from those that perished in the battles.
The corps, it wasn't so much a corps of dedicated gravediggers. It was up to the men who had either fought the battle or the troops who had not been engaged from other support units that would come on and actually do it. We do know that later on in the war, there were people who were hired specifically sometimes for the task of cleaning up battlefields.
By 1864, though, the Army sometimes did not have the manpower to bury their dead. They simply moved on. It wasn't until after the war that most national cemeteries were established. But this museum is not just about history. The staff are working with today's soldiers to save lives. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Frederick, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large equipment auction with heavy equipment selling from Matt Osterhaus with Osterhaus Dozing and tractors and machinery selling for Ken Streit. Saturday, September 5th, sealed begins at 10 a.m. northeast of Seneca. Heavy equipment includes a 2008 CAT D6 dozer, 2011 CAT DL excavator, 36-inch and 42-inch buckets with trailer, 11-yard scraper, shop-built 12-foot heavy-duty box blade, portable 300-gallon fuel trailer with electric pump and miscellaneous. The tractor includes a 1978 IH-1086 with cab and duals, combines an IH-1460 with a 17.5-foot flex head and homemade header trailers. Also selling a Bobcat gas skid steer loader, 5-foot bucket, 93 Chevy S10 4x2. Machinery includes a 20-foot disc, 18-foot field cultivator, 12-shank chisel, 6x30 planter, wagon and hoist, and miscellaneous. This equipment auction, Saturday, September 5th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1342 160th Road, northeast of Seneca, 3 miles on Highway 36 to N Road, a mile north and a half mile west. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Acid rain is not pure acid falling from the sky. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Acid rain happens when chemicals in the atmosphere cause the moisture to become more acidic than normal as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Rain is one of those terms that we occasionally hear about but don't quite understand. Mark Nillis is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says pure water in a clean atmosphere has a pH of 5.6. Anything below 5.6 is considered to be acid rain. This happens when moisture is mixed with acidic pollutants in the air. There are two primary precursors, sulfur dioxide, which is primarily from coal combustion, and nitrogen oxides, which have a different process.
That's actually very high temperature combustion of anything, and the nitrogen oxides are primarily produced by breaking the bonds of inert nitrogen 2. The atmosphere is predominantly stable N2 gas, and high temperature combustion will break that and create a reactive form of nitrogen, which is also a precursor to acid rain.
Acid rain isn't always wet. In a dry climate, Nillis says acidic compounds in the air will deposit in the form of a dry, dusty material. A classic example of the effects of acid rain is in the Adirondacks in the Northeast.
You had lakes that were quote-unquote dead, and the acids mobilized toxins in the soils, which moved to the lakes, which resulted in fish kills and forest effects. Acids in forest soils can affect forest productivity and favor certain species over other species that are more acid tolerant.
But there is good news. Nillis says the acidity of rainfall and acid rain itself in the United States has declined dramatically since its peak in the late 1970s. Learn more about acid rain at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden. While the dew is still on the rose. falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart
Every time I walk by one of those big jars filled with jelly beans or pennies, I can't resist stopping to take a guess. And you know, picking the right number is always a little harder than it seems. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, one number you don't want to guess at is how much money you'll need in retirement. Here's a simple way to figure that out. Make a list of expenses that will continue into retirement. It should include your needs, your wants, and your wishes. Keep in mind medical expenses, where you want to live, and maybe even that vacation you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to factor in giving. Once you have your list, you can start to calculate the amount you'll need to retire. And then it's just a matter of finding the tools to get to that figure. Need some guidance? Well, find a financial professional who understands how your faith and values drive your decisions about money. So stop guessing. Figure out what you need to retire with confidence. It'll give you the financial clarity so you can live a more meaningful and grateful life.
Whether wild-caught or farm-raised, seafood is a healthy protein source, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A New York City-based seafood supplier touts the health benefits of fish. Mike Spindler of the New Fulton Fish Market also says in the Food Talk podcast that we're going to need more fish production in the future.
seafood is probably the only protein that has a shot at supporting the protein needs of global population growth. There just aren't any products that have the same health impact on the human as great fresh seafood. And even those other products, whether they be plant-based or artificial, the health findings have not been very supportive of those products.
The New Fulton Fish Market is a cooperative specializing in what Spindler calls self-sustainable seafood. He also emphasizes traceability.
Most of the seafood that is served, even in restaurants in this country, and certainly in supermarkets, has gone over 5,000 miles to your plate, is of indeterminate age. That product's been frozen at least once, and maybe many more times than that. And according to Oceana, it might well not be what it claims to be.
Learn more at newfultonfishmarket.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's great debate going on in Washington, D.C. for the Great American Outdoors Act, which sounds nice, but some say it's nothing more than a federal land grab, according to Caitlin Glover, who serves double duty as the executive director of natural resources for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with being the executive director of the Public Lands Council. She explains the issue that's going on with the debate.
One part of the bill tries to address the deferred maintenance backlog, where they have more maintenance that they need to do in a given year than they have money to pay for. But the real problem with this bill is in the second half. The Great American Outdoors Act, what it would do for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, is really the crux of the problem here.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund provides money for states for conservation and recreation, along with allowing the federal government to acquire more public lands. The Great American Outdoors Act makes funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund mandatory.
Meaning that Congress is no longer setting levels every year for that fund. It bypasses congressional oversight. And when you pair those two pieces together, you have an authorization for the federal government to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to acquire more land when we are already acknowledging in that first part that they can't pay for what they already own.
And she goes on to say that really, all in all, it's just a bad bill.
$360 million every year, forever, will go for these federal agencies to buy more land. That is a problem in the West, where you have a significant federal footprint, but it's also a problem in some of the eastern states as well, where you're going to start to see increased spending and an increased federal footprint and federal law application as well.
The Public Lands Council is a national trade association that represents 22,000 ranchers who raise cattle and sheep on federal land. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax and head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day Sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Supercrew XLT 4x4 stock 2TO987. MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000 for 3-day 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited to financing to Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer office cannot be combined and expire September.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. 2020 has been a difficult year for the ethanol industry. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson said aid for the industry is contained in the House passed HEROES Act, which they're trying to reconcile with the Senate COVID-19 relief bill. Peterson said the industry needs some assistance as soon as possible.
We have a serious crisis with ethanol plants. There's $2.3 billion in there for payments to the ethanol industry at 45 cents a gallon during a base period from January to April. And if the plant was shut down, they could use the base period from the year earlier. That's something I think that's really needed. I'm very concerned about these plants staying viable and being able to stay in business going forward.
Now, getting the ethanol industry going in the right direction would be a big boost to the price of corn.
These corn prices are in the tank because of the lack of demand in ethanol. That's one of the main problems. And these waivers that have been handed out by the administration, I think, are unwarranted. And I've been going back and forth with them in terms of explaining to me why it is they gave out these waivers and what the rationale was. And I've still not found any information. They haven't given me any information about why they did this.
Peterson said refiners are petitioning the EPA for retroactive waivers in a continuing attempt to get out of their obligation under the RFS.
Now they're trying to get retroactive waivers all the way back to 2011. So that's another issue that's a big problem out there. We have corn, $3 in my district, not all because of ethanol, but largely because of ethanol situation.
The ethanol industry would benefit if people would start driving more and the price of oil would bounce back. Those are very influential factors for the health of the ethanol industry.
We're trying to keep those plants going and hoping that oil prices will come back and we get back to normal and people get driving and so forth.
That is House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson from Minnesota. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about ongoing research and advancing automation. I'll talk about that after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of farmers, innovators, and researchers delivering the highest quality seed and the infrastructure that's so important that you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Anywhere in the country, call 989-303-8178 to get more information. That easy to start making more per acre, but call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. The ongoing research and advancing automation for production agriculture continues to impress me a great deal. And this story on my Reuters computer just a few days ago that I found extremely interesting, with support from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture's multi-state research fund. Researchers at 17 land-grant universities are working together to develop automated systems that work well for labor-intensive specialty crops, like fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, and nursery plants. And a multi-state collaborative approach lifts the burden of research and development from a single specialty crop sector and spurs some major advances. For example, let me share some of the automation, some of the scientific work that's taking place to develop easier ways to produce specialty crops. University of Florida scientists developed a robot that counts and maps the fruit on citrus trees. And University of California, Davis researchers developed fruit-picking carts with instruments that map orchard fruits. These automated devices have helped farmers see if and where production issues arise so they can make targeted, effective management decisions. Automated diseases detection and management technologies could mitigate crop losses. For example, Iowa State University scientists are guiding the manufacturing of technology that reduces pesticide drift. Washington State University scientists developed drones to deter birds that eat and damage fruit crops. And handheld devices designed by University of Hawaii researchers give coffee growers an inexpensive way to spot leaf water stress and optimize irrigation. And to overcome labor shortages and cut labor costs, Washington State University scientists designed a robotic twining machine for hops. University of Georgia researchers are perfecting affordable automated technologies for efficient blueberry harvest. And a new pruning method recommended by Pennsylvania State University Extension could cut pruning time by 42% and save $136 per acre. And I could go on with several more developments that are coming from the cooperation of land-grant colleges and universities across the country. Anything to make production easier and more complete. It's worth checking into. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Using cattle to graze cover crops is one way to offset some of the costs. If you don't own cattle, partner up with someone who does on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Crops are good for the soil and also for livestock that graze on them. If you don't own cattle, consider leasing your land to someone who does in a cover crop grazing partnership. Many cover crops are planted and grazed after wheat harvest in the fall or before corn and soybean planting in the spring. Tyler Williams is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says before any animals take their first bite, the two parties have to agree on the details.
The key things, I think, initially are the goals for the producer, the timing of the grazing, and how heavily grazed do they want the cover crop. So kind of talking through all of those things in advance, and then you talk money, right? What's it worth? And a lot of that depends on how much is growing out there, how long they can graze. Definitely the most important is making sure that it falls within the plan for the crop producer.
There are many ways to set pricing in the arrangement, such as a per head per month basis or on a per acre basis. The cattle owner could pay for all or most of the cost of the cover crop establishment with rights to graze it in return. But Williams says the most equitable way is by the feed value.
How much can you get out there? How long are you grazing? But also, what is the quality of the cover crop? Ideally, you want to get the protein content tested just to see what sort of value. If you have higher quality feed value out there, it's worth more to the rancher or the cattle owner, especially if they're putting out maybe some feeder animals, get some good growth out there.
The agreement should also take weather into account and have a backup plan. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop grazing partnerships at agriculture.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Friday today. We're still seeing mostly mixed all across the board. Some red trying to pop up here and there across the board. So we'll see kind of how we wrap up here in just a little bit for the end of trading on a Friday. But looking at some of your grains right now, corn still in the green, wheat still in the red. December corn is up 3.75 at 357.5. March corn is up 3.25 to 368. Even over in the wheat, as we mentioned, a little bit lower in the red right now. September down 4 points. 2.539 and a quarter. December wheat down 3.75 to 5.49 and a half. Over in the KC wheat side, September's up 5 points to 480 even, but December wheat, KC wheat is down 2 3/4 to 473 even. Over in the soybeans, as we mentioned, mostly mixed right now, just kind of bouncing all over the place. November soybeans up 1 point to 967 even. January unchanged right now at 972 1/4. We see the meal up in the green right now. September up 5 to 310 and 20 cents. October up 420 to 311 and 80 cents. In the oils, we see in the red right now, September down 38 cents to 33.09. October is down 42 cents to 32 and 72 cents. In the livestock, we see mixed across the board. Live cattle mostly in the green right now. October is up 22 cents to 104.15. December is up 45 cents to 108 and 27 cents. Feeder cattle in the red right now. September down 40 cents to 137.20. And October is down 10 cents to 138 and 22 cents. Lean hogs, they're mixed right now. October is down and December is up. October right now sitting at 59.17. And December down, up 12 cents to 58 and 10 cents. Looking real quick at your energy markets, we still see red across the board here. Crude oil for October down 183 to 39.54. Unleaded gas for October down 4 pennies to 116. And heating oil for October is down 2 cents to 114. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax. And head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day Sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Crew XLT 4x4 stock 2TO987. MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer offers cannot be combined and expire September 30.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.